It's the place you go when you finish your show. We're your two best friends. Our names are Max and Ben. We're self-proclaimed television experts. It's Reality Alert.
Max, I would like to start off this podcast a little differently this week. I'd like to start it off with a Bible verse. I think it'll put us in the right mindset to recap this episode. I know this is a little unconventional for us, but I think today it's fitting. Okay?
Okay.
So this is Proverbs 3, 5 through 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to him, and he will make your paths straight. And now is the time to find out if love is truly blind.
Thank you, Ben.
Isn't
wow.
That a beautiful Bible verse?
That's so beautiful and so fitting of a reality TV show.
It's crazy. That this goes back to biblical times, Max.
Yes.
Love has been blind for thousands of years.
I remember when Jonah was in the whale and he met he met someone and he had to figure out if love was blind, right?
Yes. I heard that so many people thought love was blind that Jesus had to cure the blindness.
Yeah, I remember two zebras on the ark. They had to figure out if love was blind.
Yes.
Because they weren't attracted to each other because they were just picked, you know?
Right.
The zebras on the ark.
Yes.
Yes.
They weren't narcissists.
Yeah.
If they were, they would have been attracted to each other because they look alike.
Yeah.
Zebras.
You can really tell my familiarity with the Bibles is like somebody who
Old Testament. Yeah.
It's somebody who has looked at the covers of VeggieTales at Blockbuster when he was eight.
Yes. VeggieTales. Wow.
Yes.
Big part of my childhood.
The covers of it. Never watched it.
Shout out to Larry the Cucumber and Bob the Tomato.
I think me and a friend went and saw a VeggieTales movie as a joke when we were 11. I think that's my exposure of VeggieTales.
Yeah, I saw all of them as jokes too.
Yeah.
It was all jokes for me.
Well, that was quite the finale. I did not expect a lot of this to happen, especially Johnny and Amy getting married. I did not.
I thought
they were just gonna. I didn't even think they were gonna make
marrying her without birth control. I don't know, pal.
Oh no,
that's a little dicey.
That's like getting a computer without Norton antivirus. I mean, it's just a big mistake, dude.
Yeah, huge.
Jimmy and Chelsea, that did surprise me.
That shocked me.
He
did the classic Jimmy psych out.
Yeah, I know.
Classic psych.
Yeah, he asked her, he's like, I don't know where you're at. Well, I know where I'm at. Fuck you.
No, I feel the same way. I love you so much. I want to spend the rest of my life with you. And we're not going to the altar. Sigh.
And I secretly hate you and everything about you. I just really don't like you as a person. But I love you. I love you so much. You just don't see how much I love you, but I hate you. And you're really annoying. Like a really deeply annoying person.
Jimmy Psych.
Psych. I just don't like that you don't like my girlfriend. I love my girlfriend. Why don't you love my girlfriend? She's my girlfriend.
Don't you want to have sex with her too? I don't understand.
Yeah. Why are you outing me for fucking my girlfriend? I will say, I was thinking about it, like, I don't agree with the way that Jimmy and Clay did it, but I think that Jimmy and Clay really saved these women, you know?
Absolutely.
They made the best decision possible. They really spared AD and Chelsea for making the worst decision of their lives.
Yes, thank goodness.
Thank goodness. It's like, AD, like, he wasn't ready. He was telling you he wasn't ready
the whole time.
Like, he said, like, I'm literally watching Love is Blind right now. Like, do we have to get married on this date? Like, I'm not feeling good about it. I'm afraid I'm going to cheat on you. I need to go to therapy. Like, I'm not good about it, you know?
Yeah.
Kim says, I really feel bad for AG in the moment, but Clay definitely made the right decision and saved her. I feel terrible for her.
Oh, that was honestly, I was like, wait a minute. Like, I was confused by my own emotions during it. I was like, Clay, how could you? But then at the same time, I was like, no, but wait, like, this is good, right? This is good.
Yeah, like, obviously, it would have been better if you did it before the altar, but that would have sucked for TV. So thank you, Clay.
Yes, thank you, Clay. We appreciate you.
Yes, Erica comments, AD, how can you expect him to be ready for marriage when he tells you he's just a little baby? He's just a little baby.
I'm a little baby.
I mean, he's been saying it the whole time. He's a little baby in a blanket. When he asks her for a hug, like at the end after he broke up with her, the classic thing, I was like, this is totally baby energy. Give me a hug. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, AD. I'm sorry. Give me a hug.
But seriously, I got to go refuel some jet skis. So we got to
I got to go. Get moving. He was just like, I can't make an after party today. We got to refuel these fucking
No reception today.
We can't do this.
I got to go.
Yeah.
There's a couple stranded out on a lake in the middle of a lake right now.
Yeah.
I got to get out to them with a gas can.
I think AD, you know, she was just really upset that she didn't get her dream wedding. You know, she's very upset about
it was the build up to it with her family. And it was such it was so magical. It was so sweet. And like,
yes.
Oh,
it was awful.
It's soul crushing. Yeah.
Yes. But like, come on. It was so obvious this whole time. Like, he's literally telling her he's not ready. And she's like, what a fucking idiot. Yeah. And I'm like, this is the first smart, reasonable thing he's said in weeks. Like, Jesus. You know?
Seeing his dad there and talking with his dad really put him over the top.
Yeah, he was like, oh my God, I am this douchebag. Yeah. Like, I am this person.
Yeah. You could kind of like, you could see it just in his face when he's talking to his dad. Like, you can see those wheels turning, like, which is classic Clay, like, because he gets into his own head a lot, starts thinking about this stuff, and you can just tell he's like, he's present in the conversation, but he's also like thinking much bigger during this conversation with his dad.
There have been comments on the internet, I've seen it shared around, something that Deep D said too, like, people need to let Clay know that like cheating isn't genetic. And like, I do get people said that even before she said that. And like, I get the point of it, but I also think that like Clay has been pretty forthcoming about the fact that he's just starting to realize things about his childhood and about how it fucked him up and influenced him. And that it might mean that he's not ready for marriage yet and that he needs to do self-work. And I think that's a positive aspect for
seeing,
Clay.
Seeing that stuff in the developmental years of your life, is that stuff really can stick with you in your head for a long time. And then if you're not putting in work to like think about it and to, you know, maybe seek therapy about it, talk to someone about it, then it could end up being an issue.
Yeah, I thought this was like the positive aspect of Clay. I don't think he's saying it's a genetic thing. I think he's saying, wow, I'm realizing that like it would definitely be a traumatizing, influencing thing to go with your father, to watch him cheat on your mom and then not process it and then actually be like, wow, I think that is that had an influence on me, and then realize that as you just enter a relationship with somebody on reality TV. Like,
it's like the Sopranos flashbacks, dude, when Tony goes with his dad on some of those rides and he's seeing his dad getting arrested and he's seeing his dad cheating. It's just like that. And he knows in the back of his head, he's like, that could be me one day.
Exactly. And it is. And Clay's realizing it. Yes. And so it's not like a genetic thing. It's Clay's realizing, you know, it's not nature. It's not genetic, it's nurture we're talking about, you know?
Yes.
So, and Clay is realizing this and saying, I'm not ready for marriage. So, I do think there are some negative aspects to Clay's personality, and we can't totally blame things on the way that we're raised. But, you know, let's be honest, you're getting engaged in 4 weeks is a terrible idea. So,
yeah. two things can be true at the same time. It's heartbreaking that he did it to AD the way he did and that he's so impulsive like that. And at the same time, it's a really good thing for both him and AD that he did have that introspection and decided not to go through with it.
Yes. Katrina in the chat also says the veil is what pushed him over the edge. It was very tacky. You know, it just, you know, the Hailey Bieber knockoff, it wasn't cutting it. It pushed me over the edge too. You know, you're supposed to cry when you see the bride, and he saw the veil and was like, yuck.
I'm done. I'm not into this Tim Burton shit.
Yeah, I'm parting before death. This is gross.
What, am I marrying a skeleton today?
Yeah. And there's so much Chelsea hate on the internet. Like, everyone is, like, so Team Jimmy. And I'm like, also, two things can be true at once. She can be annoying, and he can also be an asshole. Why can't it be both, right? Like it seems that people just hate her. And I'm like, he's also a douchebag. Like, why can't it be both?
Yes.
What's your read on this, Ben?
I have very mixed feelings on Chelsea. But ultimately, the underline that I have for it is that I think she's very sincere and unfiltered. And part of that is endearing to me. But then other parts are very cringe. You know, it's a very mixed bag. But I do think I do kind of like the sincerity. I like how vulnerable she is.
Sometimes on TV, it's great.
It's fantastic TV. But yeah, like, she could be super fucking cringe, and I wouldn't want to marry someone in that state either that's like super insecure or paranoid about the relationship. Obviously, they shouldn't get married. No fucking way.
No, but like, I think Jimmy is also manipulative.
Yeah, totally. He just deflects, and he's, you know, I won't go as far as saying gaslighting, but he's a big deflector and doesn't really hold too much accountability onto his own actions. And loves to just throw it back onto her when it's not all her, you know?
Yeah, he doesn't say the way that he's, like, ever thinking. He kind of just, yeah, you're right. He deflects. He kind of, you know, says when we can talk about things, even though he's on a reality show. There's kind of just this whole, it's just two things at once. But, you know, I will say, I think because she is a woman, people are more likely to pile on her because she also has this kind of like high voice and just comes off as more annoying. And he's just more chill because she's more high energy. And it's kind of easier to pinpoint like, oh, she said she looks like Megan Fox and he said she's clingy. And his kind of thing is that he's just a douchebag. And people like tribalism into like pick team, blah, 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 which I get it's fun. But it's just like, oh, Chelsea's the worst. But I'm like, Jimmy sucks too. Like, it's just not a good relationship, you know?
Yes. And like Chelsea said in this first scene, she's like, why did you talk to me the way you did all day knowing that you were going to say this tonight? Like, that's fucked up. Like, you're leading me purposefully astray. Jimmy the psych man. You know, like, what the fuck?
If he was going to do this, why did he lead us astray? Why couldn't he at least made it one more day, like a few more days to the altar? Like, think about how great she would have been, like, reacting at the altar. We could have had a runaway. She would have been nuts that day. It would have been amazing. Why did he psych us out?
Here's what I think.
His girlfriend?
I think that Jimmy was ready to quit the show after that night that they had the big fight and she revealed his secret about fucking his friend. But then the producers were like, oh, well, that's too bad because, you know, in a couple of days we secured this amusement park for you guys and it's all private, like just for you. And he's like, wait, really?
Carowinds, I can ride Fury 365? It's my favorite roller coaster.
So of course he's like, okay, game face. I gotta do one more date and then I can ride my coaster.
Yes.
I just have to put up with the misses while we're doing it.
I also think he didn't want to go because he didn't want to embarrass his girlfriend. You know, nobody wants to embarrass their girlfriend in front of their fiance. You know,
yeah, no. It's fucked up.
No, I know. He doesn't want to reveal his deepest, darkest secrets, like having sex with someone on TV. That's really embarrassing.
My parents are watching.
Yeah.
Your deepest, darkest secrets is fucking your friend?
Oh my God, I can't believe she said that. She's evil. How dare they talk about their lives on a reality TV show that's filming over the course of 4 weeks and their relationship? How dare they?
He should sue.
Yes.
While he's blind. He really should.
Should we break down this episode?
Yes.
Yes.
We could try.
We could try. Okay. You know, I thought we were going to get to this wedding because we get this music at the beginning.
We're getting closer, baby.
We're getting to the altar. Like, they really Jimmy psyched us out. I thought they were telling us something.
They did the classic Jimmy psych.
Yeah. So she says she's down, and he says, "You've done everything I want in a wife, and I want a relationship with you, and I want us to work so bad, but I don't want to go to the altar, and I can't." So, mixed messages here from the gym dog.
Very mixed messages.
So she's done everything.
He's not exactly saying, like, "Oh, I still want to keep going with a relationship."
But he's also saying, "You've done everything I want in a wife." Has she? Does he want his wife to be what he calls clingy? Does he want his wife to reveal that he fucked his girlfriend?
Yeah.
How dare she? Really mixed.
He wants a wife that will still go to the altar even knowing he's fucking his girlfriends.
And sometimes going out to get a drink for an hour. I mean, that he... good luck finding a wife like that.
Yeah.
Chelsea says, you know, she calls him out. Why didn't, you know, what we were talking about? Why did you lead me astray? And he says he tried. He's been trying the past 2 weeks just to get to Carowinds. He's been trying.
So, and it feels like I've been waiting in line at a packed theme park this whole time.
Yes. This is where things get interesting. He says it's not just the big fight they had, but because Chelsea disrespected him and his girlfriend, this whole girlfriend thing is so funny, by bringing up their previous relationship. Chelsea says that she's uncomfortable and had to talk about it because of how much Jimmy is in contact with her. This is when Jimmy responds and says, "You text and hang out with your ex-boyfriend, and that was more recent than what happened with my girlfriend, and you even FaceTimed him the day we got back from being engaged." Chelsea says, "I don't hang out with him, and I don't text with him. It's just a mutual friendship."
There's some hypocrisy. There's double standards there. There is.
Yes. I mean, Jimmy does seem to
Why
be
is
like
she FaceTiming the ex right when they get back? I don't.
I know. It's like, oh, I have to tell her. Well, she has to cut things off with the ex-boyfriend to let him know they can't have sex anymore. Right? I mean, why else would you do it? You have to immediately cut it off. Be like, stop sending me dick pics, okay? I guess
the dating world is crazy now, Max. We've been out of it for a while. It's wild.
No, this is pretty standard stuff, Ben. This is standard. You're keeping the ex around on the back burner. You're still having sex with them, you know, but you're not in the relationship. And then you get engaged, right? Very standard.
On a reality TV
and
show.
This is what everybody does.
Get married
very common.
Every few weeks.
And you cut them off. Yeah. And you're doing this to become an influencer. It's very
normal. That's the norm these days.
This is the norm. Yeah. It was always the norm.
You're right. I'm the one who's out of touch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jimmy says that he's embarrassed not because of his reputation, because he doesn't want to mess things up for his girlfriend in future relationships.
Yeah. His future wife.
Yeah.
Yeah. His real future wife.
Yes. Chelsea says, "Sorry you had a secret little love triangle." This stood out to me. So it's not just that he fucked his girlfriend. Maybe his girlfriend was in a relationship with somebody else. Maybe that's what it comes down to. they were in a secret little love triangle. This is what it's about. It's not just that he fucked his girlfriend.
Could it have been the love triangle have been the other girlfriend?
That too? Also could have been it. He was fucking
because both that's his my girlfriend. My first thought was, what if, well, we don't know. Was it both? You know,
maybe he was fucking the one girlfriend and doing hand stuff with the other one. Maybe the other girlfriend didn't come pre-installed with birth control. So I'm not really sure.
Hands only.
Hands only, Johnny and Amy style.
Just a little bit of butt stuff.
He wasn't doing anything until he badgered her into getting on birth control.
Just a little bit of shadow play. Like a little bit of shadow stuff.
Yeah.
Not too much.
Yeah. Chelsea says it's an excuse. It's all an excuse. You call me clingy. She says him saying she was pushing sex on him was an excuse. She also doesn't get why he's throwing in the towel. And Ben, we get our favorite line. Brings us back to Jared. Brings us back to a bunch of people.
Marriage is not easy.
Marriage is not easy.
It's not.
You fight all the time and you secretly hate your partner and you just fight through it. No married couples are happy. It's hard.
We all have exes we fuck. What's the big deal?
We all have major trust issues and cry all the time.
Marriage is not easy.
Okay?
It's not easy. It's not easy.
But Jimmy claims he didn't tell her. He didn't say reveal the world her deepest, darkest secrets.
Your deepest, darkest secrets is fucking your friend?
Classic, you know, I mean, that's going to be classic. That's now I want to know what her deepest, darkest secrets are, you know?
It's a great question.
Yeah.
If it's I'm ragging my brain for anything. I can't.
Yeah. She's like, I don't actually think I look like Megan Fox. That's her deepest.
No,
darkest
no, dude, what?
No,
dude,
no, 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 dude. No way, man.
I can see it.
And then you know, she walks away and we never see them again.
Wow.
Which takes us into, I think, the most disappointing part of the episode. What the fuck were these bachelor and bachelorette parties? I was like, this was filmed last year. I was like, was this
is not Litty Titty. I'm sorry.
This is not Litty Titty. I was like, was this filmed during lockdown? Like, why were these the lamest bachelor parties I've seen in my entire life? No one was there. The guys were at some weird grill. The girls were at a bar with nobody there. They were giving lap dances to chairs. It was like the chair that Clint Eastwood talked to that one time.
Right, at the convention. Yeah.
That's what it reminds me. I was like, why are you giving a lap dance to a chair? They should be giving a lap dance. A male stripper should be giving a lap dance to them. That's how it works.
Their exes should be giving lap dances to them.
Yes.
That's how it should work.
Also, why wasn't Laura there? Why wasn't Brittany there? You know? Why wasn't Chelsea there crying?
Jessica, come on.
Yeah, I know. Jessica from season one. Like, so much fun to be had.
Matthew, why wasn't he there?
So much fun. I thought it was interesting how the brides are dressed for a wedding and everyone else is in black for a funeral. Do you think they knew that AD and Clay wasn't going to work out well?
That was probably their little joke, was like, the death of the single.
You're right. That's very true. Yeah, this bachelor party, though, was even worse. Like, that looked like the most boring shit ever. I would leave. I'd be like,
tit.
Yeah, man, this ain't it. I did not fly out here for this. I'm gonna head back. Kim in the chat posts a good thing. We didn't even see Clay and AD's painted shoes. What bullshit. I want my money back. I'm writing to Netflix. This is not cool.
I think he didn't finish his shoes because he was thinking about cheating the whole time.
That's not that he had to refuel a couple of jet skis.
Yeah, well, that too.
Yes. AD had an interesting perspective on Amy and Johnny's abstinence situation.
Ain't no way! That girl is too spicy. She fucking that man.
Oh, so she thinks that maybe they're pulling out. Do we think that Amy and Johnny are using the pullout method.
But no, absolutely not. Because that is sex. What are they talking about?
No, I think she's saying on camera, they're saying they're not having sex, right?
Oh.
But secretly.
No, but she said, okay, so here's where my mind went. My mind was when she said, oh, she's fucking him. She's fucking him. I thought she's fucking him.
Like she's on top?
No. Like she's pegging.
So she's pegging him?
Yeah.
No, and that's not what she's saying. She's not saying she's pegging
him. Safe sex. It's safe.
No, she's not pegging him, Ben. Pegging him. She's saying that they're having sex, but they're lying about it on camera. Or she's pegging him. Probably
or
both.
She's pegging him, dude.
Yeah, she's pegging
him. She
said
we're having fun, but we're not having sex. I don't know.
I know. I don't think she's pegging him. We are going to have to make this into a reel. You know, to get
there are many ways for partners to love each other.
When we have Johnny and Amy on for the most boring interview ever, we're going to ask if they were pegging instead of traditional intercourse.
You never know, you know?
Yes. Oh, can I talk about a Johnny and Amy thing before I always forget? Yeah. I feel like there keeps being this narrative where it's like, you know, it's a good thing that you guys met through the walls because, you know, if you hadn't met, you would have thought Johnny was really ugly. You know,
yeah,
like,
it
keeps coming up. And then even Johnny,
with the family members.
Even the sister, it's like, good thing because my brother is ugly as fuck, you know? And even Johnny is like, good thing we met through a wall because you have met me when I look in the face. I'm like Quasi-fucking-Moto to you. You know, you're really hot, but I'm ugly as shit. I'm like, what is this narrative? I'm like, he's not ugly. What's happening here? He's like, Amy's really hot, but I'm so ugly. It's like the elephant.
Thank God for those walls.
It's like the elephant man of Love is Blind. Like, what is happening here? It's been a narrative the whole season.
Not that bad, huh? That elephant man.
That's what it feels like. Well, I'm not saying Johnny's ugly.
I don't usually like men with trunks on their noses. But
yeah, she's like, I usually like tall, handsome men, not ugly men. But...
Not like deformed.
Yeah. But
you know, my dad told me that he had a dream that like all of our kids had like trunks on their faces.
Yeah. And then my sister had the same dream.
Except it was like Two-Face from the Batman movies.
It's crazy. And then this happened. Oh my God, it was fate. What a discussion. It's like they're just getting anything from this couple that they can, you know?
Yeah. They take what you can get.
Yes. Yeah. The guys play cornhole. Very very sick stuff.
Very cool.
Johnny and Clay cheers to being the last two and say they wouldn't have it any other way. So they're really dancing.
They were rooting for people's relationships to fail.
Yeah, they were dancing on the other couple's graves. Very cool stuff.
Jet skiing on their graves.
Yeah, I'm really glad that Jeremy cheated on Laura. That was really cool.
Wouldn't have it any other way.
Yep. Nope. It was all good. Everything happens for a reason. Let's get to the weddings, you know?
Erica and the IG. Cornhole to symbolize Amy pegging Johnny.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Oh. Oh. Let's talk so much about pegging today.
Yes, I think pegging is beautiful. So AD is feeling amazing because it's her wedding day. Let's go. It's all uphill from here.
Oh, happy day.
All day. She's the first of seven siblings to be married. That is cray. I did not know that.
It is wild. That's huge.
Yes. As usual, love the flashback scenes for the show that everyone's been binging. Really needed that. Needed to see the whole relationship. Loved that. I liked when AD squeals with the music. Check this out.
It's a beautiful songbird.
It's like Mariah Carey doing whistle tones. It's like listening to a singing saw. It's truly beautiful.
She sounds like a chickadee in the spring.
Yes.
It's wonderful.
AD says she fell in love with Clay because he is so real and so raw and so authentic. Well, you're going to get some of that. Oh, yeah. Oh, and he's so fine. That's
oh my god, don't forget about that.
Forget about that. Well, Clay shows up, and we get really some apt theme music for Clay. I think the Love is Blind Orchestra had a return to form this episode. I thought it all was done. Thought he had a broken heart, thought he couldn't love somebody, and now he does. They're spilling it out for us, okay? We need those flashbacks. We need the music because we're stupid.
He grew.
Yep, he grew. These people. Yes, she says that she loves Clay and that he'll be a good daddy because he is a great protector and provider. Yeah, Clay, you know, if he said yes, he would probably protect her from gaining too much weight when she got pregnant, right? Would that be his? Provide her with workout plans, stuff like that.
I forgot that he said that. Wow. Holy shit.
I know. It's like, and you still said yes at the altar? You saved your ass, AD.
These guys are great.
Yeah, these are great.
Great guys. They're
great guys. Clay also said something that really made me go, don't you just want to marry this guy?
I feel like this is like the finals of a graded test paper, but you know, we're here today and I'm here to ace it, so let's go.
Yeah. My wedding ceremony, this thing that's supposed to celebrate my love with this woman forever, feels like a fucking test. Like a test. Fucking studying for it all night.
I got my number two pencils. I got my eraser. I got my TI-83 graphing calculator. I got my trapper keeper. I'm ready to get married. What grade would you give Clay on this wedding, Ben?
You know, I give him a B minus.
Okay. And
I give him a B minus because it would have been an A if he, you know, had been cool and told her ahead of time, you know, that he was going to say no.
But then the wedding wouldn't have happened. So do you get a grade for it?
I guess you get an incomplete.
No, but she might have still gone ahead with the wedding because she wanted to put on the dress. She probably still wanted her dream wedding. So you're right. You can give him B minus. You're right.
I think it's a B minus.
Mm-hmm.
What do you give it?
I'm feeling A, you know, because he's so fine, you know. He's so raw and authentic. He's so fine. I can't give
him
anything else.
Very handsome man,
you know.
A plus. My favorite student, my favorite handsome man.
Let's talk about Clay's dad, Trevor. This guy is a piece of work. I like when he comes in and he's like, do you remember when I used to run against you? And then I used to beat you, and then you beat me. But do you remember, track was my thing? And then he lists all of his accomplishments. Yeah. So that everybody watching knows how good he was at track.
Yeah. I'm surprised he didn't show up with medals around his neck.
Yes. And then he takes out like his resume and holds it up to the camera. Just so you guys know.
Maybe we should race now, Clay.
Yeah, Clay.
Maybe we should race now.
Just so you guys know, I almost made it to those races, the Olympics. That's me. I was like, wow, this all checks out.
I went to the first of 12 qualifying rounds. So
yes.
I almost got there.
I like this advice that Clay passes on from what his grandmother would tell him. And maybe you can help me decipher this advice, because I'm still trying to make sense of it. It's kind of like a Confucius.
Of what Clay's dad would say?
No, this is what Clay passes on this information from Clay's grandmother to Clay. This is the quote.
Okay.
Treat your wife well, be good to your kids. I'm still trying to decipher it. It's such a juicy.
Oh, there's a lot to unpack.
There's a lot to unpack here. You know, what he really just bestowed him with such great advice today on the day of his wedding.
Treat your wife well. One of the tentpoles of marriage, I'd say.
I don't know.
Then treat your children well on top of that.
Let's say be good to your kids. So you don't have to,
you don't have to treat them well.
You don't have to be great to them.
What would you say is being good to them?
I guess
say a card.
Yeah, I guess you can give them a card, and you know, you can take them on trips, like for when you're cheating on your wife, you can bring them with you.
Yeah.
It'd be like a nice little like vacations.
Yeah.
Give him come out with me.
Give him an ice cream while he waits in the car.
Yeah.
While you're in her house. Yeah.
And it says treat your wife well, but not very well.
Right.
So it's really a good nugget of advice.
Grandma should have stipulated.
Yes.
Very
well.
She forgot. Yeah.
Clay says this is the most words my dad has ever poured into me.
He hasn't said all of his accomplishments from.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
It's crazy.
Wow. It's like the most words he's ever said is treat your wife well, be good to your kids. That's wow. He says this thing about my dad used to cheat on my mom and take me with him. My mom still doesn't know that. And I was like, I really hope you've told her. You know, and later we do found out that she knows, but I was like, is she going to find out watching this? I'm deeply concerned that you haven't told her.
But she did find out through this process, though.
No, she did. Thank God.
That's crazy.
Yes.
That it took that long.
No, I know.
Family doesn't talk to each other that much.
We'll talk about it when it comes up, but that scene was so gripping. Yeah. I was like, oh, this is so good.
Yes. Yeah. That was... That caught me off guard. I didn't expect.
I know. I was like, this is legitimately like gripping that. Television. Like, they're willing to do this? Holy shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
Let's get to the wedding. The Death to Us Part Veil. I couldn't even read it. Really not working for me. You know, definitely the biggest failure of the wedding, I would say. Really the only part of the wedding that didn't work. You know, everything else went out without a hitch, you know,
to a T. It was perfect.
Yes. There was a song that happened during this wedding that reminded me of something. It was a theme song for the wedding. But all it made me want to do is watch the movie Marry Me in theaters now.
Oh my god. We're back. Folks, on patreon.com/realityalert, you can see our full recap of the film Marry Me, starring Jennifer Lopez and Owen Wilson. It's a great time. I believe it was our first ever recap anything on the Patreon.
Greatest movie of all time. You gotta see it.
You gotta scroll a ways down the page.
It's basically J-Lo's first autobiographical film. She has a new one out, but this one is her first one.
And Owen Wilson's too.
Yeah, it's really about how depressed and much he hates life. So you can really tell.
Well, it's about his life as a math teacher.
Yeah, that's his new profession. Oh, this is funny. In my notes, I wrote, it's just so obvious he's going to say yes.
Yeah.
I literally wrote that as she's walking down the aisle because he was smiling and so into it.
That's so funny.
He was so.
You know what I predicted on the Patreon?
That they were going to say yes.
No.
I predicted. Oh, no. You said no, but you
said he says no.
No, you said he says yes. She says no. I looked at it before this. Okay. Yeah. Damn. This close. This so close. Claves vows, but he was so like happy and into it. I really thought he was gonna say yes this whole time. AD says that she's gonna be Clay's biggest cheerleader, and I'm like, well, I hope so. You're a professional one, you know, who else is gonna be the biggest cheerleader?
Yeah, I mean, you would hope.
Yes,
she's a pro.
We get some new statements here from the officiant.
Clay, Amber, as you stand here today before one another, take note that after you speak your vows, your lives will never be the same.
Whoa.
Wow. That's freaky. Did he just put a curse on them?
Yeah, it's fucking intense.
Dude, I think he put a curse on them.
I know, I'm like, whoa. Some witchcraft going on here.
Your lives will never be the same. You have been cursed.
Yeah, there's kind of this very magical, you know, Oz-type feel to this whole way. I like when they come in, they open the big gates. They're like, open the gates, the bride can arrive. Big gold gates. Lower the drawbridge.
Face your fate. Yeah. Till death do you part. March down the aisle with your father.
Cross the Isle of Molten Lava if you choose to decide if love is blind.
Certainly a better venue than last season's wedding venue. Hideous. This had gates. This had gates and no uplighting. Cool. Much better. Yeah, gates and lava and drawbridges. Very cool. Yeah, so Clay, this was sick.
Now it's time to decide if love is blind.
I was on the edge of my seat with that one.
This officiant. He knows what he's doing.
Nailed it.
He's been in the business. You can always tell when someone's been in the biz. You know, he's auditioned. We know.
He's been in the Love is Blind business for a long time.
For a while. Tell. Oh, yeah. He knows when it's blind.
For sure. So, AD obviously says yes, and Clay says he's not responsible for him to do, but he's still rocking with her. He's still rocking with her. It's cool.
It's all good.
Yeah.
What's the big deal?
He's not ready. She says, what the fuck? He apologizes. And then I like how Clay decides, you know what? Now that we're at the altar, how about I have a little argument with you? You know, why don't we bicker? He's like, why does timeline matter? And she's like, let's not do this.
Clay, come on.
Come on, bro. Ready? Quit while you're behind. Let's just not. Come on.
It's too bad she didn't go like, was it the veil?
And he's like, yeah.
Yeah, it was.
It was the veil. Tacky. It was the veil, bro. Tacky as shit. You're not Hailey Bieber and you'll never be. Okay. And I'm not Justin Bieber. It's something we all have to live with. Okay. It's called being human. And they're not. They're God and God.
If there's two things I always think about, it's cheating and being Justin Bieber. And sadly, only one of those things I think is a possibility for me.
We get a good theme song for AD here. We get her internal monologue. Are you ready?
Yes.
If there's somebody for everybody, everybody, tell me why, not for me.
Ooh, you really feel what she's feeling. She doesn't talk about
that. Oh, my God. I didn't know what she was feeling until that song.
Yeah, I was like, oh, she's feeling like maybe she'll never find somebody because...
I went, oh, she's sad.
Yes. Oh. I thought she was happy until this. I thought she was relieved.
Yeah.
So confusing, emotions and stuff like that.
Very confusing.
Yes. Confusing. mean, AD says she's confused. You know, she's upset.
Fucking idiot.
Yeah. Fucking idiot. Yeah. Clay's parents sound
fucking hot idiot. So fucking hot.
He's so fine. He's so fine.
So fine. He's so such an fine idiot.
Fine. He's fine as hell. I want to fuck that man.
I did like what she ended up saying to Clay about, like, hey, it's great that you're like learning through all this, but like, why did I have to be like a sacrifice for that?
Yeah.
Like, I was really looking forward to this, mm-hmm. and you led me along thinking that this was going to happen. That's fucked up.
Yeah. It is true. Yep. It is true. But thank God he did, though, you know, because otherwise we wouldn't have, you know, we've had one wedding and it would have been boring. You know, thank you, Clay, from TV Watchers, you know?
Yes.
He really did us a solid.
It's true. He team said it was Jimmy, a game... Team Chelsea, no, Team TV, everybody.
Yeah,
TV.
He said it was a game time decision.
Yes. Wow.
Wow. You know, you can take the jersey off the player, but you can't take the jersey out of the player.
This is the jersey thing?
Sports jersey.
Oh, I see.
Sports, because he had to hang up his jersey. Game time decision.
We talking about Johnny? I don't...
Clay!
Oh. Well, he's not from New Jersey.
All right. She says, what am I supposed to do now? And he says, well, I'm going to go to therapy. So, you know, you figure your shit out. I'm going to go to therapy. We're going
to
be okay.
I'm busy. I got yes. jet skis to fill. I got to go to therapy. I got to do it. There's so, I got a yes. list. All right.
So here we get this conversation between Clay's mom and his dad. And his mom reveals to his dad that Clay struggles with basically the concept of marriage, and it stems from stuff that his dad needs to explain and apologize for.
Could we argue that this is the most sincere and authentic conversation that's ever been had on this show?
Yeah, it was very
weird. All six seasons. Like, and it... Because, like, even the way it was shot, it was not like they planned this. It was not like they had a two-camera situation over the shoulders and that they were ready to go for it. It's clear that they just started talking about it, and they very quickly got at least one camera in there. You know, like, they did not expect that to happen at all. No,
it felt like Uncanny Valley. I was like, am I watching, like, a real conversation? I was like, is this a documentary all of a sudden? Like, what is happening?
It was very authentic. It really was. Yeah.
Clay's dad then, you know, says, I didn't have the best role models in my life, you know, and his mom is like, you know, I forgave you, but basically she says, you know, in so many words, you know, I found out a lot of shit that you didn't tell me. And I don't want to talk about this too much, but, you know, we can't like pass this shit on to our kids just because it happened to us and like we need to fix it, you know? But his dad still doesn't get it. Because he's like, well, he should find someone like
heartbreaking,
you.
Heartbreaking, honestly.
And it's like, this. Dude, like. But it's good that Clay knows so much that his dad, like, isn't a good role model, you know?
Yeah, yeah. For sure. This is, look, it really is. This is why we keep saying Clay made the right decision. I really do think Clay has grown through this whole process.
Yeah.
Like, I do think he's matured a lot, for sure. Like, good for him for realizing all this. It's just unfortunately at AD's expense, which is also terrible, also sad.
Reality TV is therapeutic. He doesn't need therapy.
Yeah, exactly.
It's good. It's good for you to go on reality TV. Nothing bad has ever happened.
It did feel like they struck gold with this narrative, though, of like... It actually came to something at the end of this season, whereas a lot of them, I think, peter out towards the end. But this one, like, really came to fruition with the dad being there and everything. And you, like, we're hearing these stories about the dad throughout the entire season, and then we finally get to see him and see the way he talks, see the way he reacts, talking to the mom, even seeing the mom trying to put up a brave face talking to him, but you can also see the pain behind her eyes. Like, this shit was real and authentic and really actually kind of like a very cool storyline for the show.
It was gripping. I was like, I'm gripped. And not in a phony way. But you know, other storylines did pan out though, Ben. Amy married the Phantom of the Opera, so that really kind of worked out, you know. He took off the mask and she still loved him.
Thank God,
yeah. Clay and AD, he continues to say he's sorry and he's a piece of shit. He kisses her goodbye. He says he doesn't want to go. But she says she loved him and she said she wasn't enough. But she said she's done. She's done with it. She's moving on. Probably a good idea. He's not ready, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. I think maybe they could keep trying to give it a shot. Why not? Yeah.
Oh, I think we can't forget about, I don't know where this is. Clay has this confessional. At some point he has this confessional where he says that, what does he say? He says,
I screwed up. I feel stupid.
But he also says, I wasn't deeply in love and I didn't know about her finances. And and this is a marriage, and marriage is about finances. And like, that's a big thing. Now, it's kind of messed up that he doesn't say this to AD.
Yeah, it's like a Paul moment, right? Where all of a sudden he doesn't think she's a good mother.
Exactly. It was Paul. Now, it's like, what is this really about? You know?
Yeah. Makes it seem less insincere. Yeah.
But then I'm like, well, you only were together for 4 weeks. Were you deeply in love? Or like, how deeply in love can you get in that amount for some people? I think some people
are working 90% of the time.
I know. I think some people can fall deeply in love. It depends on the relationship. So that one, I'm like, well, that one doesn't really bother me that much. The finances thing, that doesn't bother me either. But I think
it just came out of left field. That's all.
I know.
Like, why haven't we heard anything about this before?
Well, then I'm just like, what is the real reason? Like, what is really happening? I mean,
it overall, sort of undercuts the big headline that he had, which was, it's about me working on myself.
Yes.
Because then he undercuts that by saying these other things. It's like, okay, well, was it really about
you? I didn't really love you and I don't know about your finances.
Yeah.
Which, you know, you can't, how much does he really know about her finances? And you probably should know when you're entering a relationship with someone.
Yeah.
You know, like Barnett accruing all of Amber's debt and having to sell his house and move in.
He knew, you know, yeah.
And having to move in with her roommate, like, that is a big task to take on with somebody who you don't know.
Man, that first season, they had couples that really loved each other. Like, legit.
That is just an intense thing to do with someone who you've known for like 4 weeks.
But Amber told him straight up in the pods and everything. Like, she was like, I have credit card debt.
No, it was not in the pods.
She was talking, because she was talking about her makeup.
That was in his house.
Oh, was it?
In the kitchen when they were
talking. Well, he still could have said no at the altar.
Ghost. Yes, but it was after they were engaged and she was talking about her makeup credit cards.
Yeah.
That's what was so funny about it. She was like, oh, by the way, I have like $20,000 in debt. Yeah, she's talking about the makeup credit. It was like makeup.
Yeah, it was like specifically a makeup credit card.
Yeah, something. She's like, my makeup credit card. You know, of course, my makeup.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. You know? So, Clay, it's complicated. Per usual, Clay, we never know the true story. You know? I think Clay, like his dad, is a smooth guy. I never fully trust Clay's intentions. You know,
yeah, Clay is a very smooth talker.
I will never fully trust Clay because, as he's right, he does need to work on himself. You know, I always catch myself with people like Clay. Like AD even said, he's a player. You know, it's hard for players to stop playing. especially when they say they need to work on
themselves.
This
is a common theme amongst the men this season, which is, you know, these people who are very charismatic, really good at speaking, and very smooth like this, but yes. Also red flag central.
Yeah. Lore points out in the vows, he said something about the for richer, for poorer part. Yeah, he was like joking about the like, I don't know about all that, about looks and blah, 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 you know, like he was kidding. And then he said no. You know, it's like,
yeah.
Yeah. Gaia comments, Clay is always talking like he is in a job interview. I think I've talked about this before. He's kind of like devoid of personality and like he rambles a lot so that like you can't get a word in, you can't think about your thoughts. It's a very like salesman type tactic, you know?
But like when you see the dad and the mom, they're kind of like, they don't have a lot of words to give. Like they're pretty...
No.
I don't know. They're not like deeply emotional, outwardly emotional people.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, everything kind of adds up. It was just when he starts talking about the finances, I'm not deeply in love. You're like, but I mean, like, I never got the idea that Clay was deeply in love with AD. I never felt
he
like
said it a lot.
He said she's my best friend and like I really love her.
He said he loves her. Yeah.
No, he said he loves her, but I never felt like this deep love between them.
Yeah.
If it made any sense. I feel a lot more chemistry between Amy and Johnny than I felt between Clay and AD.
After 4 weeks, though, you should be sure. You should be madly in love.
Yeah, I know. It makes a lot of sense. Do we have anything to say about Amy and Johnny, or should we just skip it? What do you think? All right. There's a couple things. Okay. The editors kept this part shorter than normal because even they had nothing to like include. They even had her dad come back twice. They might have even reshown the same scene. I'm not sure because I was kind of tuning it out because they didn't even like have anything to put in.
Yeah. Yeah. All the only really funny thing I thought was that everyone had the same dream of the Johnny kids.
It's like, you're not adding up that, like, maybe because the dad had this dream about her ending up with a white guy with blonde hair, that maybe then that would put the idea in your head, and then maybe you would have the same dream a couple years later. It's not like you had the same dream on the same night and you had never discussed it. It's not, you know what I'm talking about? Like, no, the dad had already had the dream, so you were thinking about it.
No, Max, this is a fairy tale. A love spell was cast.
So stupid.
A love spell was cast, and Sleeping Beauty got the dream.
People, wake up. Live in reality like us.
Yeah.
Down
to reality alert.
Reality alert. Patreon.com/reality alert, am I right?
Subscribe today.
Subscribe to us. We love you. We think you're so interesting. We love your fairy tale wedding and your princess life. Boring. Makes so much sense. They're crystal people.
Whoa. Went a little Bill Burr there for a minute. You know what else grinds my gears? The government.
No, it does make sense that they're crystal people. She says she, we have the dream. I like when Johnny's parents come in and talk to them and says, give Johnny the birds and the bees talk. Do you remember that part where they explain the sex words? They're like, it's time for your wedding.
You have to consummate the marriage. Now, how do we do that?
Yeah, they took out the book and they had the diagram. The banana, the condom. He's like, what the fuck is that?
No.
I've never seen this before in my life. He starts sweating like Nick in season 2.
He starts like blowing it up like a balloon.
Yeah, I'm so confused.
What do I do?
His parents, we'll just pay for the vasectomy. This is too risky.
Yeah, just... Let's just snip it. This is why I keep advocating for the vasectomy. Like, this guy deserves it. Okay. Somebody snip it already.
Amy, she puts on the dress. Her dad is so supportive.
So are you ready to rumble?
Wow.
Wow. Imagine that.
That would be fun. That
before, Blake, I just realized I know nothing about modern boxing.
Muhammad Ali and Sonny Liston.
Who's Manny Pacquiao?
No, I think he's retired, but oh, yeah. Shit.
What about the who's the UFC guys? Who's one of
them? Yeah, those guys. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fighting.
Who's the Irish guy? He's always fighting.
Is Conor McGregor.
Conor McGregor. Imagine that soundbite right before a Conor McGregor match.
That would be sick.
We finally got to the joke. We did it.
We get one more.
Johnny's my person.
Johnny's the person. That made me cry.
Yeah, I was in tears.
Yeah, we needed another my person thing. The priest said something interesting here. Another soundbite.
These two people have completely shown themselves to one another.
I don't think they have. I'm pretty sure they have not shown each other completely to one another. I have a lot of
not fully.
It's been a big plot line this season they haven't.
Not fully. They ain't shown everything.
No, they have not. Not at all. And I did not like his delivery on the Love is Blind part.
Now is the time to decide if love is blind.
He's like, let's just get this over with. We know it's
This guy hasn't even taken a workshop.
No, he's never done this before.
I don't even know if he was ever in a school play. This is pretty bad.
Pretty terrible. They got him off the street.
Not good.
Well, they both say I do. They walk down the aisle, blah, blah, blah.
Boring.
Boring. I mean, at least Brett and Tiffany, they were a boring couple, but Brett, you know, he got upset about his pants. They had to go get them hemmed with that nice lady in the mountains. It was very fun. There was fun stuff happening. Good stuff happening. Johnny and Amy, they don't even create drama. I want to see if you notice this when they go back to AD and Clay for the rejection montage, which only had AD and Clay last season with the rejection montage. They got all the rejected people in. This was just AD and Clay, you know? This was very... This is the music that they play for Clay.
Red lights flash in the dark, 3 a.m. staying up. This isn't what I imagined.
I love red light kisses. That's my thing. It's like, red light? Come and kiss me, babe.
You know? Now, no more red light kisses for him, okay?
Yeah, now he's got a red light on the relationship.
Oh. Red lights flash in the dark, 3 a.m. staying up. This isn't what I imagined.
How can you get a red light and not be able to kiss?
The red lights are flashing in the dark and he's alone. He can't kiss anyone.
Who's he gonna kiss? He's reaching his lips out, kissing the thin air. He can't kiss anything.
Do you think those editors put that in for us? Didn't they listen to the podcast? They went back in. Absolutely. That was an Easter egg just for us.
Absolutely. Everybody listens to this.
Everyone deeply listens to us and the music on Love is Blind. Yeah. Yeah. Little red light kisses Easter eggs.
I love red light kisses.
There's no way. It's too coincidental. It's fate.
Yeah.
I had a dream about this. AD says she doesn't regret saying yes because their love was blind and there's nothing he could have shown or told her that could have changed her answer. So he could have literally cheated on her and told her about it and she still would have said yes?
Love is blind, Max. Trust the process.
Clay had a ticket to paradise and he still said no, you know? What an idiot.
Fucking idiot.
Fucking idiot.
Clay. You could have had it all.
The jet skis and all.
We've had people recently tell us that sometimes they try to listen to our podcast while falling asleep and it's so funny that they can't. I think that if people want to listen to a podcast while falling asleep, Johnny should host one. You know, because whenever this guy, I was watching this late last night, and whenever Johnny was talking, I started nodding off. I think he would do a great sleep podcast. He could talk about anything, and I would start to nod off.
Except for, although if he started talking about sex education, I'd be listening.
I'd be gripped. I'd be like, what is this guy?
I'd be like, what does this guy think is protecting?
Yes, to be like Carl Pilkington on sex education. It'd be really good.
He should do a sex ed pod.
Yes, he should. We should have him on and be like, okay, what do you think about pegging? He'd be like,
just show him like a female anatomy poster and say, show us the vagina.
He puts like a kneecap.
What a fun game that would be. That'd be fun.
It'd be awesome. Well, this was a fun finale recap, Ben. Do you have any final thoughts on Love is Blind season 6?
I want to know who's going to be invited to the reunion.
Yes.
That's going to be everything. Like, because they just abandoned certain couples towards the end of this season. I want to know if like some of the earliest dropouts are going to be there, like Ken and Brittany. I want to know if Matthew's going to be there. I want to know if, I think Jessica will absolutely be
there. I think Jessica and Sarah Ann will be there.
Yes, I think so too. Now, Kenneth and Brittany, I don't know. I just don't know about that. We'll see.
I think they will.
I hope so.
I think Kenneth
Matthew,
and Brittany.
I don't know.
I have a question. Will there be a dolphin in like a little pool there?
And I have dolphins on aisle 2, please. All the time.
Will that be in her rider, Brittany and Ken's rider, to have a dolphin there?
It would be great. It would be great. They'd need a pretty big pool, though.
Yeah.
Maybe if they were all in the pool with the dolphin.
That'd be pretty cool. I think that Netflix cares about the dolphin. The dolphin. They're going to give a shit about the dolphin.
Vanessa in the pool going, is anyone going to give a water birth?
Dolphin, are you pregnant? Please give me a baby.
I need a water baby right now.
You know she's begging to be in the delivery room for like the Love is Blind baby. She's talking to Zach and Bliss. She's talking to Giannina. She's talking for all of them.
The pool is overflowing because I cried too much.
Speaking of the reunion, we are going to be going live for real this time. After the reunion, it is airing next Wednesday at 9 p.m. EST, and you can figure out all the other times after that. And right after the reunion airs, as soon as we can get up, you can join us at youtube.com/realityalert or on Instagram. We are Reality Alert Podcast. Subscribe, follow, whatever. We'll be going
also
live
on
right
Twitter.
On Twitter.
A lot of people today watching on Twitter. Hello, X folks.
Hello, X folks. You can join us there. Or Twitch, Reality Alert, or Reality Alert Podcast, whatever it is. Join us wherever you want. We'll be going live, recapping the reunion. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a party. So come watch. Talk to us in the chat. Ask us questions. Make us laugh. Whatever you want. Reality Alert Podcast. And also fun, join us at patreon.com/realityalert for Love Center, where we recap even more of the finale. We're going to be going through all of the social media. That's definitely going to come out, so we find out what we don't even know. What's going on with the couples before the reunion? There's already articles coming out of people doing interviews and stuff. We know the tea is coming out. We know it's going to be hot, and we're going to be talking about it.
Lots of rumors about Perfect Match, too, and who may or may not be on it. These are things we sometimes cover.
Stuff like that. My girlfriend Maria is going to be joining us. Get more perspective on things, you know. So patreon.com/realityalert starts at only $5 a month. You get a new episode and bonus episode podcast every single week. And also you can go back and you can listen to coverage that we've done before, like Love is Blind season 1, Love is Blind season 1 After the Altar, Love is Blind Brazil season
Marry
1.
Me.
Marry Me. What else have we done? Epboy Island season 2, The Circle season 1, a bunch of random MTV shows, you know, like the Newlyweds pilot. Really fun stuff on there.
Our Lords of Love shows on there too.
Yeah, so you just support your favorite podcast, you know? we would really appreciate it. So, and we really just want to thank everybody for supporting us this season as we head into reunion. It has been a great season for the podcast. Thank you to everyone that's left us a review on Apple, giving us those 5 stars. It truly does help us. We are still a growing, blooming podcast, and every little bit helps, those follows and reviews. So
all the comments have been so nice this season, like literally the sweetest. We appreciate everything everybody says. We read everything everybody says. And it means a lot. Really,
we read it. We put it on our walls. We
on our vision boards.
On our vision boards. Yes, actually, we put it on our vision boards, and then you guys comment it because we manifest it. It's pretty cool.
Yeah,
I actually have dreams about it, and then Ben dreams about it, and then you guys comment it. It's crazy.
Kim says, guys, I had a dream the other night that you were my neighbors. In this dream, did we have kids that looked like Johnny?
Uh-oh. Our kids are going to have to go on Love is Blind if they want to find a wife. Well, I guess we're going to be Kim's neighbors. Ben, we're moving to Detroit. Let's go.
Let's go.
Well, we will see you all next week. Don't be late. Right after that reunion, we're going to be live and we're going to have a good old time. All right. Bye. Bye.